Hi, welcome to Thomas Anonymous with Tommy Natoli. That's me. Today I have birthing from my creative loins an impromptu episode with a hot topic. What? I know. It's like an episode of The View meets a solo jerk video. Let's do it. Buckle up. It's going to be a truthful, sparkly ride. Hello?
Hi, what do you want?
Oh, I was just checking in.
He's like, yeah, I know. I'm trying to do a show here.
I know, I just wanted to check in.
Everything's great. Oh, hi. Sorry. Sometimes I fall into insane conversations with myself. It's me, Tommy Natoli, and man, oh man, have I got a show for you today. This is actually an impromptu show. I had some spare time today, and I was super annoyed with the Today Show. I decided to take some action.
Me!
But first, I want to make an amendment to the last episode, which was New Year, baby. It was my birthday show. And remember, I walked you guys through my whole birthday this year, and I forgot the most fabulous part. At the end of the day, I went to my favorite open mic, my Tuesday open mic that I love to go to. It's called LGBT on the MIC, and it's at Dow Comedy Studio, which I think is the best open mic in LA. I go almost every week, and I love it. And I love the owner, Bobby Oliver, who's been on this show, not only because she's awesome and a great friend, but she made me birthday cookies. I know, how could you forget to mention that? I don't know, because I'm crazy and I have ADD, and even though I have a list of things in front of me to say, I just do what I want. So thank you to Bobby Oliver for making chocolate chip cookies on my birthday for the open mic. It was so great and so wonderful, and I love you. Thank you. Oh, and a little side note, that open mic that I go to recently won Best Safe Space Mic in LA and Best Mic to Do Your First Set in LA. So yay! I think that's awesome. And another little side note, just full of side notes today, I'm super jealous of the new people doing stand-up who get to do it at Dow Comedy Studio because it's such an awesome space and it's super supportive and yeah, it's just great. I'm really jealous of you all. My first open mic was in the back of a Chinese food restaurant, I think. If you guys want to follow me on Instagram, I usually post pictures and videos on my Insta story on Tuesday nights after the mic, so check that out on Instagram at TheThomasAnonymous.
The Thomas Anonymous.
And just another little extra side note, because I love side notes today. A lot of people get really shitty about safe space mics.
There is no safe comedy, etc., etc.
And to them, I say, go fuck your mother. Because here is what straight white male comics don't get. Everything. Haha, it was a joke. No, really. No, what they don't get is that straight white comics can walk on any stage at any show in America and just start their set. And they never once during that set, they never have to explain. Oh, my computer's fucking, get out of here. And never once during that set, what was I fucking talking about? Oh, straight guys in comedy. But they basically never have to explain who they are, what they are. Like, they never have to have that part of their act with the audience. You know, they don't understand that as a gay person who does stand up, every time I do a regular mic or show or like a straight whatever, like, I have to come out at some point in the set. You know, sometimes you have to ease the crowd into the bit about porn ads and sucking dick. So again, as a gay person who does stand-up, it is so refreshing and so nice and so wonderful to perform in a space where I can just walk on stage and start talking. You know, I can talk freely about anything without wondering about how to set it up or if the room is too straight or, like, what fucking ever. And by giving people a safe space to, you know, work the material, whether it's LGBT or whatever, it isn't holding anyone back, it's helping people, so that eventually you can go on any stage and open with, "Hi, I'm Tommy, I put dicks in my mouth." Okay, back on track. Today. It's all about the headline that has been in the news for a couple days now. The Gillette commercial.
Gillette.
Gillette is probably so fucking happy. They have so much publicity right now. It's ridiculous. Whatever they paid to make that commercial, it's worth it. If you don't know, there was a commercial that came out in support, I guess in support of Me Too. I mean, I don't know. That's what they're saying. It's in support of Me Too. And it is. It's basically shining a light on toxic masculinity. It's bringing to the forefront the conversation we all need to have about our society and culture and how we raise boys. And I liked the commercial. I thought it was good. I was like, good. Someone needs to say it. Like, someone meaning, you know, these giant corporations. Am I happy about toxic masculinity in the mainstream news? Yes, of course. Duh, of course I am. Am I also filled with fear that society will get so sick of those words that by the time my book is available, nobody will give a shit and just roll their eyes at the cover? Absolutely. Duh, I'm terrified. But I know, how sad is it that that's my worry when I see these stories and I'm like, oh, now people are going to get sick of it. Me, it's all about me. But I think it's great. Everyone's talking about it. And I thought I should talk about it here since those words, toxic masculinity, are in the goddamn title of my book or subtitle, whatever. Anyway, when I turned on the Today Show this morning for my usual hate watch session, they were talking about this Gillette commercial for like the third day in a row. So then I did what I always do when there's a news story I need to talk about. I called Michelle with one L.
I can hear you. Why? Who can't hear you? What are you talking about?
I'm using my AirPods, so I don't know how it sounds on my part. But I was going to ask you about the, if you've been watching the news or reading the news about this Gillette commercial people are mad about.
No, you talked to me about it yesterday, and then we never found it because you said my internet wasn't working. Let me look at it, okay? Gillette commercial. Could that be it?
Probably. How are you? Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. It took me a minute to even get out of bed just because it's raining again. Okay,
I know.
Does it start with the little boy? We believe the best man
so.
Be Gillette. Okay, let's have a look-see.
What's been going on?
What are we talking about? Is this a commercial?
Just keep watching it, yes.
Jesus, it's a really long commercial. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people were first really mad because they were like, how dare you, Gillette, take a stance on toxic masculinity? And so people were mad about that. And then I guess today, I loved it too. On the Today Show, there's, of course, now people are like, boycott Gillette. And they're like taking videos of them throwing their razors out. And like,
God. Just like Nike when what's his face stood up to them.
Yeah, and they said that even though people were, like, boycotting Nike or whatever back then, Nike sales have gone up.
They went up like crazy. Their stock spiked. They just, and Jim Carrey was on Bill Maher going, I'm wearing my freedom Nike, you know. So I think that I liked it. I thought it was fantastic.
And
you
also,
know what it is?
Go.
That people like Fuck You Bob are the ones that freak out about this kind of stuff. Because he won't even use the bottle opener that you got me, the high-heeled bottle opener.
Oh, right. That's right.
Yeah, so he's the guy that is going to go and throw away his Gillette razor. And I just bought a new one, so I'm not saying it.
Well, and then some women were piping up today saying that they're going to boycott, too, because the women's Gillette products cost more than the men's Gillette products. But then, who's now their conservative girl on The View? Is that Megan?
John McCain's daughter.
Yeah, John McCain's daughter, right?
Yeah.
I usually am not annoyed by her, but she was saying how, you know, it's taking away traditional masculinity.
Oh, it was very traditional.
Men.
All the guys, all the dads standing around letting the kid fight. Exactly.
That's what boggles my mind when they're like, oh, but you're destroying traditional masculinity. I think that's what everyone is upset about.
That's what we want to do, you idiot. Look what it's done. Look at our president. Traditional masculinity right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Because the man was the head of the house. He was the dictator. Every time I say that word, it just sounds dumber and dumber. Like, you're dictator.
Dictator?
It could be a name. Yeah, dictator. It reminds me of Tater Tot. I don't...
That would be a great name. That would be a great drag name, too.
Dictator. Yep. So it bothers me when I say it because it doesn't sound mean enough. You need a meaner name.
All right, you guys, coming to the stage right now, we got Dictator.
Tater. Yep. So I'm glad you made me watch that because now I'm in the loop. And yeah, I loved it. It was great. Didn't you?
Oh, yeah. You know who didn't like that commercial, who didn't agree with it? My boyfriend.
Why?
So he was watching it yesterday. He was watching them report on it yesterday. And he was like, you know, could you just sell fucking razors and that's it? And I was like, I think that's exactly what they're doing. And he was like, He's like, you know, these companies, they don't need to get political. And I was like, this topic isn't political. This topic is about society and culture. This isn't political at all.
He is so dumb. It's when big corporations get on board. I love you. When big corporations get on board like that, that's when things get done, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah, if you have somebody big behind you, then that's awesome. Then you get to get out there. You reach more people. No, I think that's brilliant.
Flyover state people actually start talking about that kind of stuff, in which they normally never would.
Mm-hmm. No, I thought it was a beautiful commercial. I loved it. And I thought I was supposed to hate it, so I went into it thinking it was supposed to be, like, something I hated, and then I was like, wait a minute. Because the way you were like,
oh, I think I like this
commercial, yeah. So I was like, okay, I have to hate this. Okay, ready, go. And I was like,
oh, that's good. I love that. I love that happened.
Great. Yeah. But I can see, I bet you my mom would hate it.
Oh, yeah.
But
she's probably
already
writing a letter to Bill Maher.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, she will. Yeah. Anyway, when I was growing up, not growing up, when I was a young mother, I focus on the family. You know, focus on the family, right? You've heard of them.
That's like the opposite of Planned Parenthood.
Oh, yeah. Totally. And because I had boys, my mom was like, oh, you need to read Dr. Dobson's book on raising boys. And that's what it was all about, was raising them to be those toxic men.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to have to research that, because that could be one of my posts. Because, yeah, hardcore Christian, if you look up Focus on the Family, they are crazy, crazy. They're all about Mike Pence, huge fan. Huge fan.
Oh, God.
So that tells you the scope of what I'm telling you. It's that big. It's huge. They have a huge compound in Colorado Springs.
Jeez Louise.
Mm-hmm. I read all of Dr. Dobson's books. I worship.
And was it just like, don't let your son cry, you know, don't...
raise men.
Right.
Tough. Yeah. I'm going to have to research that, look back on his books.
So cool. Well, I hope everything's fabulous for you today.
Thank you. And what are you doing today?
Nothing.
All right, good.
Uber,
now we have time to work on our movie.
I know, our Christmas movie.
Right,
I feel like you should write the Christmas spirit movie, and I'll write the Santa.
Oh, with all my spare time? Don't you know that I have to make cups and monkeys and pillows and menu boards and
I know.
A block?
And a blog, too. You are busy.
And a blog. Jeez Louise.
You'll fit it in. You'll be fine.
I know.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Talk to you later. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Yay! Thank you so much to Michelle with 1L for always answering the phone. You've got a friend. So I posted on Facebook about this ad asking people what they thought, and I got 0 likes. My social media game is a bust. I get no haters, I get no lovers, it's just silence. I'm just screaming to no one in the vacuum of space. Ooh, that should be like my new bio. Anyway, I did get 1 like and 1 comment from my cousin Jody. Which, if you don't know cousin Jody, you should, because she's fucking amazing. And if any one person could save this entire world all by themselves, it would be cousin Jody! Jody on Facebook wrote in about the commercial, I think it's amazing. And it wouldn't have to be done if there wasn't a need to fucking remind people, men or women, not to be an asshole. Clearly, parents are dropping the ball. The media shapes fucking everything, so I think they all need to be more responsible with all the ads. Wow, she fucking told you guys. Thanks for the comment, Jody. I love you. Yeah, like I said when I was talking to Michelle, this is not political. People will, and probably already are, trying to politicize this, but it's not fucking political. It's really about society and culture and, like, who we are as humans. And I've been saying it forever. And, you know, commercials and TV and movies, all of that shit shapes our culture. So we might as well try, right? You know, we're a society now obsessed with videos and shit. We might as well try to clean up the mess the way that we all take in information. So, bleh, there you go. I actually have a detailed account of my experience with our society and culture, and it's called Thomas Anonymous, My Tango with Toxic Masculinity. Available soon. Oh, there's also a podcast called Thomas Anonymous, and guess what? You can now support that podcast on Patreon. Patreon.com/Thomas Anonymous. Patreon.com/Thomas Anonymous.
Patreon.com/Thomas Anonymous.
Yay! I want to give a shout out to me for recording this entire episode without taking one sip of water. Me. If you want to keep up with me and my life, follow me on Instagram at TheThomasAnonymous. I want to say thank you to bensound.com for my music. I'm using it whether you like it or not. Thanks to all of you for listening, for subscribing, and for sharing, and for asking your Uber driver to turn it on to your favorite podcast, Thomas Anonymous. Okay, bye!